Malcolm, you have such a great photo behind you. It's a shame to be blocking it. Of the castle.
With snow.
Unbelievable. You took that photo, no?
No. One of the people who takes a lot of the Rebbe pictures lived in Far Rockaway, and when we went to his house once, he had this picture, so he made us a copy.
It's amazing picture. Okay, so let's get going straight away. We're being recorded, Ramesh, is that it?
Yes, we're on.
Okay, let's get going straight away. Okay, so we saw a Tosfos, a very lengthy Tosfos, and we'd like to really home in Be'ezras Hashem to the first point of Tosfos, and we had a lot of work to do in Mitzvah Hashem. If you remember, the first point of Tosfos was that if you miss out Borei Choleinu, if you miss out in the Bracha Borei Choleinu, the same Talmud motto, then everybody agrees, Mefurash Gemara, you have a second bite of the cherry at Shemei Tefillah. If you miss it out again at Shemei Tefillah, then you have to go back. And the $64 million question is, where must you go back to? This is what we're trying to deal with, because as we're about to see when we're going to learn this today, Mitzvah Hashem, there is a very, very big machloikus rishonim. So again, you've made two mistakes. You've missed out the same talumato first time round in Borei Choleinu, second time round in Shomea Tefillah, and now the question is, where do you go back to? Now, let's just point out once and for all. We are not talking about somebody who has finished Shmoina Esra. In the words of Tosfos, Oiker Raglov. We're not talking about that. Because if we're talking about that, once he's finished Shmoina Esra, there's nothing to discuss. Of course you've got to go back to the beginning. We're not talking about that. We don't need to point that out again. We're talking about Loi Okar Raglov. He has not uprooted his feet. He is still somewhere in the middle of davening or towards the end of davening, but he has not finished davening. Where must he go back to? The Gemara says, Machzirin Oisai, we return him. To where? So if you remember, Tosfos brought a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you go back to Shemea Tefillah. You go back to Shemea Tefillah. Now, if Tosfos schlepped all the way to a Yerushalmi, then we can be rest assured that in the opinion of Tosfos, the Bavli did not express an opinion on it. If the Bavli would be clear, then you wouldn't need to schlep to a Yerushalmi. So the fact that Tosfos brought a Yerushalmi, and remember basically this entire long Tosfos was a lengthy, lengthy quote of Yerushalmi. So clearly Tosfos is of the opinion that all information on this subject is to be found only in the Yerushalmi. And that is going to be the point of contention. Because we're going to see now that other Rishonim disagree, and in fact they suggest that the Bavli does have an opinion on the subject. And therefore we get to a big question. What do you do when it says in the Bavli A and the Yerushalmi B? So in general terms, we normally go with the Bavli. If there's no Bavli on the subject, then we'll go with the Gemara Yerushalmi. So let's have a look. If you have the sheets in front of you, have a look at number 1 and number 2 on the sheets. Let's go first to the Rambam, only because chronologically the Rambam was a good 200 or 300 years before the Rosh. Number 1 on the sheet, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes. Mi sheshochach she'elo. Very important. We're not talking about the Haskara in Atogiboy. We're talking about the she'elo, the Birkas Hashonim. Im nizkar koidem Shemea Tefillah, zok the Rambam. If you remember before the bracha of Shemea Tefillah, fine. Shoyel es hagashomim b'Shemea Tefillah. The Rambam always writes so crystal clear. If you remember before Shemea Tefillah, then you asked for it in Shemea Tefillah. Ve'im achar shebireich shemeya tfilo. And if, however, you only remember after shemeya tfilo, which means you have now mistakenly missed it out twice, look what he writes. Choyzer lebirkas hashonim. We have an enormous machlekes on our hands. Tosfos quoted the name of Yerushalmi that you go back to Shemir Tfilo, and the Heiliger Rambam paskens that you go all the way back to Birkas Hashanim. Ve'imloi nizkar ad shehishlim kol tfilosoi, and if you didn't remember until you actually finished your entire tfila, choizer leroish. You go all the way back to the beginning, or mispale el shnia, and you daven again. The Rambam could not have written it clearer. And that is the beauty of Rabbeinu HaRambam. He has spelled out for us three halachas. If you miss it out in Birkas Hashanim, you say it in Shemir Tefillah. If you miss it out again in Shemir Tefillah, you go back to Birkas Hashanim. And if you miss it out completely, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. It's not such a secret. The Rambam, as we know, so much of our halacha, and ultimately the Shulchan Aruch, is based on the writings of the Rambam. As I once heard from Rabbi Beryl Wein, one of the great, great ironies of history is that the Rambam codified for us all Jewish halacha without exception. And the Rambam writes in his introduction that the reason why he's doing so, in the words of the Rambam, this will be the book to end all books. Meaning, I'm codifying all of halacha and that will be it. As Rabbi Beryl Wein puts it, the irony of history is there is almost no other book that has so many other books written on it as the Rambam. If I'm not mistaken, the only books that have more commentaries are the Torah itself, the Chumash, and the Haggadah Shel Pesach. I myself have a program on my computer. It's called the Bar Ilan Project, with 30,000 Sforim. Thousands of them are on the Rambam, or at least hundreds. But there definitely are thousands altogether. So that's the great irony of history. Now, why are there so many commentaries indeed on the Rambam? The answer is because the Rambam did not write sources for his halacha. He merely codified them and said, Mutter, Osa, Chayev, Potter, did not tell us the source for the halacha. The Rambam, towards the end of his life, I heard this from Rabbi Beryl Wein as well, said that he regretted it, and if he would have more koyach, which he didn't, he would write a new sefer in which he would divulge the sources of all of his halachas. Most, an overwhelming majority, of the commentators, the commentaries on the Rambam, are delving into this very point. What is the source of the Rambam? So this would be a classic example. We have a Rambam that tells us, as if it's the most simple thing in the world, if you missed out the same Talamotta twice, you go back to Birkas Hashanim. Where does that come from? We saw that Tosas brought in the name of the Yerushalmi the exact opposite, that you don't go back to Birkas Hashanim, just to Shemiah Tfilah. So of course, it's open season. Everybody now gets to work to try and search out what could be a possible source for the Rambam. But either way, the Rambam did not tell us Mekoyres. In our halacha, he has paskened for us unequivocally, if you miss out the same Talumot twice, you merely go back to Birkas Hashanim. You have to go all the way back to Birkas Hashanim. Now, let's move on to number two on the sheets, because we're going to see that the Rosh also paskens this way. Unlike the Rambam, the Rosh was never written as in the format of the Rambam, just as a list of halachas. Rather, it is written as a commentary. And the Rosh, therefore, will provide sources. So this might help us understand the Rambam. So let's have a look at number two on the sheets. Says the Rosh, Siman Yud Dalet. Lamad Kuf, this is a quote of the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Ha De Itkar Mikami Shemei Atfila. Here you remembered before Shemei Atfila, so you could say it in Shemei Atfila, and Ha De Itkar Lebasar Shemei Atfila. Basar means afterwards. Says the Yerush, Umafaresh V'Yerushalmi, this is the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quoted, Choyzer L'Shemei Atfila. That even though you have to go back, but not to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, and not even to Baruch Aleinu, ve'ein tzorich lachzor lebirkas hashanim. Remember we said, 3 points, 3 stages, beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, birkas hashanim, Shemei Atfila. Says Yerushalmi, you do not need to go back to stage 1 or to stage 2, merely to Shemei Atfila. Says the Rosh. Ve'im toima. I have a big kasha on this Yerushalmi from the Bavli. Now obviously the Yerushalmi is perfectly entitled to argue on the Bavli, but we need to know for our purposes if the Bavli says otherwise, then we would invariably go with the Bavli.
Does Ve'itoma always introduce a kasha?
Yes, always. Always, 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 always.
Okay.
Ve'im toima. Ha omrinon lekamon. We say later on there is a Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph which we have not learned. Ba'u minei mirav sheshes. They asked of Rav Sheshes. Ta'o bezu ubezu mahu. Let's literally translate. If he made a mistake in this and in that. Which is another way of saying, 2 mistakes. Omar lohu choyzer l'roish. Now what's going on over here? Which double mistake is being referred to over here?
Havdalah.
Says the Rosh. We are not discussing Shemei Tfilah, that's true. But we would like to adapt what's being discussed over there to our Shaila of Shemei Tfilah. Now, what is being discussed over there? And the answer is Havdalah. Pirish, says the Rosh. Shetiknu Havdalah b'Tfilah. Chazal were mesaken, you're supposed to say Havdalah in Tfilah. As we discussed early on in the week, this is the bracha of the Atah Chayin Antonu, which we insert in the bracha of Chayin Hadas. The Al Hakois. They were also Masakan. Of course, this is what we do Matzah Shabbos. We say Havdalah twice for reasons beyond the scope of today's share. So there's a double takana. You've got to say Havdalah in Tfilah. You've got to say Tfilah Havdalah again Al Hakois. Now, Kesheta'o b'Tfilah. What happens if you made a mistake in Tfilah? Meaning, you did not say Havdalah. Don't worry. You don't have to daven again. We'll give you a second bite of the cherry. And what is that? Oimra al hakois. You can suffice with saying Havdalah when you get home. Al hakois ve'ein tzorich. And you do not need lachzor v'lehispalo. However, ve'i to'o al hakois. What happens if you made another mistake? What does that mean you made a mistake? What does that mean you made a mistake al hakois? So the poskim can explain. You actually ate food before the kois. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Technically speaking, once you've made Havdalah in Tefillah, when you come home, you can eat even before Havdalah al hakois. Lechatchila, we don't eat. But certainly, if you haven't made Havdalah in davening, then you definitely are not allowed to eat until you've made Havdalah al hakois and this person evening.
Wouldn't that also apply to doing malacha?
Malacha is simpler, no. Malacha, you're allowed to do malacha even if you just said... if you didn't say Havdalah al hakois, you mean?
Yes,
100%. Although, with regard to going back, you don't have to go back, it's a bit complicated. But let's talk to, at least with regard to eating. So that's what it means, to'o bazu ubazu. He has now made his second mistake of the evening. Mistake number one, he forgot to say Avdolah in Tefillah. Mistake number two is he messed up the Avdolah ala kois. How so? By eating beforehand. And what's the halacha, says the Rosh? Chozer umispalel. You have to be chozer umispalel. So what do you see? That even though I was given a second opportunity, but if I messed up that second opportunity, I don't just do it all over again. I've got to go back to the beginning. Hochanami. So too over here. I should say the same. Kivan shetar, seeing as he made a mistake, having already forgotten the same talumoto in Birkas Hashonim, but now v'loy hizkir b'shemei atfilah, he should have returned l'roish l'birkas hashanim, to the beginning of the bracha of birkas hashanim. This is the big kasha that the Rosh is asking on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that despite the fact you made a double mistake, you merely go back to shemei atfilah. Why is that different, says the Rosh, to making a double mistake in Havdalah? We're there, we don't say, well, just do your second opportunity again. No, you've got to go back to where you initially made a mistake, which was davening. So why don't I say the same thing over here as well, that having made a double mistake, you should have to go back to where you originally made a mistake, which is in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Why does it suffice merely to go back to Shemei Atfilah? Says the Rosh, V'shemo yesh l'chalik. Maybe we can differentiate. That means we have to be honest, the Gemara Bavli was not talking about Baruch Aleinu. The Gemara Bavli was discussing a completely different shaila called Havdalah. We're trying to adapt Havdalah, where we're taught that a double mistake sends you all the way back. Let's connect that to Baruch Aleinu and say again that a double mistake sends you all the way back. Says the Rosh, no, maybe they're not really comparable. V'shemo yesh l'chalik, maybe one could make a chiluk. D'shani ocha, over here is different. Where's here? In the case of Shemei Atfilah and Baruch Aleinu. Why? The Yud Ches Brochos, the 18 Brochos of Shemona Esra, essentially, Kulon Ketfilah Achasei. Essentially, it's one Tfilah. We don't view that as 18 separate acts. In the case of Havdalah, there is one act of Tfilah, there is one act of Havdalah ala Kois. Nobody would tell you that the tefillah in shul and Havdalah when you get home is all one thing. It's not. It's two separate ceremonies, if that's the correct word. Whereas over here, davening is davening. V'loy atrichuhu rabbonon. And the rabbonon, Chazal, were not matriach, did not exert him, lachzer l'roish, to go back to Baruch Aleinu, K'moi gabe Havdalah, like they did in the case of Havdalah, shenitkano b'tfilah, which was instituted both in tfilah v'al hakois, the trei in yoni ninhu. Those are two separate inyonim. Does anybody have a pshat in the Rosh? As we've said many, many, many occasions in our shir, it's not good enough to say a chiluk, just to suggest a difference. We have to explain how that makes a difference. What's the difference? Shmona Esra is one entity. So Chazal had pity on him, and they said, you don't have to go all the way back. Whereas in the case of Havdalah, that's two separate inyonim, so that we do go back to Tfilah.
Well, this, maybe the fact that Havdalah is a separate entity in itself. It's totally separate from that of Tefillah.
Okay.
When you sing Havdalah Al HaKos.
Right.
Whereas the fact that you've got Shmona Esrei as one entity which incorporates 18, 19 brachas. So maybe the fact that Havdalah, you're saying, okay, davening is one thing and Havdalah is another thing. You made a mistake in Havdalah. Therefore, because you made that mistake with Havdalah on the cost, and yet then there is that need to go all the way back to the beginning and say the whole thing again.
But one second. Wouldn't we say that maybe logic would dictate the exact opposite?
Yeah.
Logically, I could hear that if it's two separate issues, so then go back to the issue that you're in the middle of. You're dealing now with Havdalah Al HaKos. That's where you're up to. If you messed up, so do it again. I would have suggested, based on logic at least, that in the case of Shmoneh Esrei, to the contrary. If it really is one entity, then who said it suffices just to go back a little bit? Maybe go back to the beginning. It's one entity. I can't chop and do halves. And yet the Rosh says the exact opposite. Because it's one inyan, loy atrichuhu sechazal, we're not matriach. Where in the case of Havdalah, it's two separate inyanim, so all of a sudden we're happy to be matriach. Why are we happy to be matriach? Just because it's two separate inyanim. It's not entirely clear what pshat is in the Rosh. So, if the Rosh says, v'shemo yesh lechalek, what does that word v'shemo teach us?
Shemo
means maybe. Which means the Rosh is really giving the game away. That essentially, as far as I'm concerned, the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you go back to Shemei Tfilah. And the Bavli says when you make a double mistake, you've got to go back, which means to Borech Oleinu. V'shemo, maybe, just maybe, I could reconcile the two, but that really means he's giving the game away, that he's not thrilled about it. And that essentially, the Rosh is inclined to maintain that the Bavli disagrees with the Rishalmi. So he continues now, and he quotes a Bahag. And he says in the name of the Bahag, the Bahag was a very early Rishon. Very early Rishon. In fact, Rashi and Tosfos sometimes quote the Bahag. So obviously we're talking about one of the earliest Rishonim, literally in about the 1000s, 1,000 years ago. Every so often, I think we really need to stop and think how fortunate we are and how wonderful this is, that we're studying words that were written 1,000 years ago. Besides for the fact that the Gemara was written even longer ago and the Torah was written long before that. But even if we relate more to the words of the Rishonim, we're studying words that were written 1,000 years ago. We're studying them in depth, every single word. Rav Nachum, does the Bahag appear there on your sheet? Doesn't appear? Should be one of the first ones. The Baal Halacha is Gedolos.
No, it has Rav Chai Gaon as the first, and Rabbeinu Gershom Meir Hagola as the second. Rabbeinu Hananel,
yeah.
The Rif, the Baal Aruch, and then Rashi.
Yeah, so you've gone past. Okay, for some reason they do not have the Baal Halacha's Gedolos, but the Baal Halacha's Gedolos is obviously one of the very earliest Rishonim. So what does he say? So the Rosh quotes, Ubahag Kosav, if you remember before Shemei Tfilah, Oim Rabba Shemei Tfilah, Ve'iloi Hodar L'Roish. What does that mean, Hodar L'Roish? Mashma, the implication is Sherot Soloima. What he means to say is that Im Loi Oim Rabba Shemei Tfilah, Choyza L'Birkas Hashanim. That's the beginning of it. Velishna loy mashma. Don't tell me that he means the Irie. He's talking about Kashasiyim. when he's actually finished Kol Yud Ches Brachas V'oz Chayzel Reish Yud Ches. No, he's not talking about when you finish Shmoina Esra. If that's what he's talking about, then it's no proof to our discussion. V'nire the Savri Alochas Gedoilois. It would seem, therefore, to be that the Bala Alochas holds the Gemara Didan. What does that mean, the Gemara Didan? Our Gemara, meaning the Bavli, Polig a Yerushalmi. The way I learned the Bahag, says the Rosh, it clearly seems to be that the Bahag is also of the opinion that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Which Bavli? Mehahi, the Perek Ein Oimdin. The Gemara that we mentioned before in the Perek called Ein Oimdin, about Ta'a, Bazu, Ubazu. V'chol Divrehem Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Rosh, whatever the Bahag writes, as far as I'm concerned, is Kabbalah, is non-negotiable, v'yesh lismoich aleihem, and we rely on them. So bang goes down the hammer. The Rosh, in the beginning, was a little bit unclear, v'shem o'yesh l'chalek, maybe yeah, maybe not. He says, I found the Bahag. The Bahag was a major discovery, because the Bahag says you go back to Borech Oleinu, which, as we said before, was the simple understanding in the Gemara Bavli with regard to Havdalah. Notwithstanding the Shemo Yesh Lachalek, says the Rosh, I am going absolutely with the Bahag. Which means, Moira V'Raboisai, if we're ready now, we're going to tune out and then tune back in. But I think we can all know exactly what to expect when we open a Shulchan Aruch now. What's the score? We have a Rambam, a Rosh, a Bahag against the Tosfos. The evidence is overwhelming. It would seem to be that most Rishonim hold that you go back to Borech Oleinu. Albeit, everybody agrees that Yerushalmi says otherwise. When we saw in the Rambam in number one on the sheets that the Rambam said you go back to Borech Oleinu, and we said how unfortunate the Rambam didn't divulge his source, having learned the Rosh, we think we can make a pretty good guess what the source of the Rambam is. The source of the Rambam knew full well about the Yerushalmi, but he maintained that the Bavli holds otherwise. Which Bavli? There is no Bavli that deals with this Shaila. That is the beauty of Torah. Sometimes you have to copy and paste from elsewhere. If we have a Gemara elsewhere that talks about Havdalah, a double mistake sends you all the way back, then we can safely assume so too a double mistake in the case of Borech Oleinu sends you back to Borech Oleinu. So let's pause over here and then we'll try and finish off after we reconnect. Okay, let's turn to number three on the sheets. Number three on the sheets is now the Tor. As we know, the way it always works is the Tor is the son of the Rosh. He codified for us the halachas, and the Beis Yosef commented on the Tor. We'll explain where the Tor is coming from. On occasion, he'll add one or two more opinions, and then he collects it all together in his final book called the Shulchan Aruch. Number three is on the sheets. Ve'imloi shoal motor. If you did not ask for motor, ve'nizkar koidem shemea tfila, then definitely ein machzir noisai, one would not go back. Ve'shoyol v'shemea tfila. Fine. Ve'imloi nizkar adachar shemea tfila, if you do not remember after shemea tfila, im okar raglav chayzer l'roish. If you have uprooted your feet, meaning you have finished Shmoneh Esra, then you've got to go all the way back to the beginning. Loi okar raglav. If you did not finish Shmoneh Esra, this was the big controversial point. Says the Torah, I'll tell you. Itma be Yerushalmi. If you look in Yerushalmi, the Shalmi says Shechayz aware. L'shoy me'at filo. L'shoy el bo. And you will ask over there, V'chein posak Rav Hai. But Ubal halocha is gedoyla is kosav. Shechayzer le birkas hashonim. V'chein kosav Rambam. V'horayved. Ulazeh hiskim Adoini Ovi. Who's Adoini Ovi? Who's my father?
Rosh.
Rosh.
That's the Rosh. So it seems to be we have a Bahag, Rambam, a Rivet, a Rosh. It's pretty overwhelming. If you look in the Beis Yosef number 4, he basically brings everything we've learned already. I don't think it's necessary to go through it all together. I think everybody could see it themselves. The Beis Yosef fills you in on all the sources. He brings the Gemara. He brings Tosfos and Yerushalmi. He brings the discussion about Havdalah. If you look on the very, very last line of number 4 on the sheets, on the final line, V'chein Pasuk HaRambam, Perek Yud, Milchus Tefillah. V'kiven shehorambam v'horosh maskimim kein. Seeing as the Rambam and the Rosh are all in agreement that you go back to Birkas Hashanim, hochi naktinon, says the Beis Yosef. Therefore, this is the way we hold. Game, set, and match. In other words, the Torah has brought us a majority opinion saying you go back to Birkas Hashanim, and the Beis Yosef has said in conclusion, yes, this is what we hold. Once we have, we may call them, the big guns, the Rambam, the Rosh, and others all on one side, then that really settles the issue. You have to go back to Birkas Hashanim. So without any further ado, I hope you have a Mishnah Brura in front of you. Chelek Aleph. Look in the Mishnah Brura, Simon Kuf, Yud, Zayin. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in the very last sif in Kuf Yud Zayin. In most Shulchan Aruch, it should be on page 288.
Hey.
Says the Shulchan, yeah, you have it? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Zayin, sif hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ve'im loy shoal motor. If somebody forgot to ask for motor, v'nizkar koidem shemei atfilo, and he remembered before he said shemei atfilo, ein machzirin oisoi. Remember, as opposed to mashiv ruach, is different. Mashiv ruach, once you finish it, it's all over. We paskin, you cannot put mashiv ruach into shemei atfilo. But in the event that you forgot to say v'sein talumotor, Ein machzirin oisoi v'shoyel b'shemeya tefillah. And you ask for it in shemeya tefillah. Look immediately before we continue. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotan, Tes, Zayin. V'shoyel b'shemeya tefillah. Roit Saloima. What this means to say is, b'birkas shma koilenu. Koidem kiyata shemeya. You say it before the words kiyata shemeya. Why do you say it in that bracha? Shemetukenes. Because this bracha was instituted, lish'oil ba, to request in it, kol habakoshes, all requests. Okazele kamama simon kufiates. Avol has koras mashiva ruach. That's different. Kaim along la'el b'simon kuf yudalud, de'im shochach choizer. You do have to go back. You do not get a second bite of the cherry. Why? Mishum da'azkora, because the mention of mashiva ruach is not a bakosha. What is it? Shvach. Ooh, that's the key word. It's a shvach. It's a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein mekoimo bezua brocha. Therefore, it has no place in the brocha of Shemea Tfiloh, which, as we just said, is Shemusukenes lebakosha, which was instituted for requests, not for praises. Okay, back into the Shulchan Aruch. Miss out the parenthesis for a second. Ve'im loy nizkar ad achar Shemea Tfiloh, says the Shulchan Aruch. And if you didn't remember until after Shemea Tfiloh, im loy okar raglov, choizer wetu, the birkas ashonim. How beautiful it is to read the Sefer Shulchan Aruch, having learned all the background. We now know that even though the Shulchan Aruch presents it just as a matter of fact, but it's all ganze balagan. Tosfos, Yerushalmi, Rambam, Rosh, Bahag, Havdalah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. You go back to Birkas Hashanah. Ve'im Okar Raglov. And if you have been Okar Raglov, what does that mean? You finish your Shemona Esra. Chayzele Reish HaTfil. And you go all the way back to the beginning of Davening. The Mishnah Brura does not even comment on this line. Okay, we'll press pause over here with regard to the Shulchan Aruch. You can see the end of the Shulchan Aruch in your own time, but as we see, this brings it to a conclusion. Keep the Shulchan Aruch open, keep it open still, because we just want to have a couple of minutes. We have 5 minutes left. We want to have a look at maybe one or two of the halachas of this perhaps not so well known issue of Havineinu, if you remember. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, I believe it is Simon Kuf. Is it Kuf Yud? One second. Simon Kuf Yud. Simon Kuf Yud, page 276. Says the Shulchan Aruch, b'shas hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, kagoy, for example, shehu baderech, he's traveling, oy shaya oymed b'mokim shehu torud, or he's standing in a place where he's very preoccupied, v'yore, and he is afraid sheyafsikuhu, that he might be interrupted, oy shelo yuchal ispalel b'kavona, or that he won't be able to daven properly b'kavona tfilah aruko, then mispalel achar sholosh brachos havineinu. Then he davens this all-inclusive bracha called havineinu. Ve oimer achareho sholosh achreinos. And then you say the three after it. So it'll be seven altogether. Vetzorich lo oimro ba'umot. And you have to say it standing just like you do in all other Shemoneh Esras. When eventually he gets home, ein sorich lach zoir v'leisvalel, he doesn't need to daven again because this is absolutely in place of davening. The einoy mispalel havineinu, bi'emoy sagashomim, V'loi b'moitzoi Shabbos v'yom tev. This we saw in the Gemara. You do not do Avinenu in the winter. Why? Because of the insertion of the same Talu Motza, which for every reason was not included. And so to a Motza Shabbos because of Avdolah. Says the Mishnah Brewer, let's have a look just at Sif Kotan Hey, on the first wide line. Why don't you say it in the winter? And it's not included. And even if you decided to include the Berkas Avinenu, Gamkein Eina Rasha, you're not allowed. You can't now alter the nusach of the tefillah. Once, for whatever reason, the insertion of a Saint Talumato and Havdalah was not included in Havinenu, then we have no right to tamper with the nusach of Havinenu, which means, bottom line, it can never be exercised in the entire winter. That's half the year out. Motzah Shabbos and Motzah Yom. If you look at the very first, just before you close your Mishnah Brura, have a look at the first Biur Halacha. And now you'll really know why you've never heard of this Halacha of Havinenu. First Biur Halacha says, what does it mean? Oishalo yuchal rotzalema pnei roiv tirdoiso voishu choyla. Ukahayoim, nowadays, ein noyagin lispalel Havinenu. Machmas hatirda. Nowadays, the minag is that we do not exercise this brach of Havinenu, even when you have tirdas, when you have all types of thoughts swirling through your head, the minag is we don't say Havinenu. If you want to know why that's the case, you'll have a look there, and therefore really, the Mishnah Brura has pretty much closed the door on this entire halacha. Worth having a looking at the end of the Biur Halacha, why it is that nowadays we don't generally use this bracha. Therefore, it turns out that la halacha, Havinenu can rarely be used anyway, and practically it's never used at all. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to continue the next Gemara, all being well, Sunday morning next week.
Parsha Shir this evening.
Thank you, have a good job.
Okay, all the best, everybody.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Shkoyach.
Okay, thank you.